Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm going very well. Before I get into this, I just want to thank Tess for giving me a box of tea bags after I forgot to say how nice her hair looked.
Oh, yeah. That was
controversial. Made me feel real bad
afterwards. I sort of like gave you the box of tea bags and you just didn't really say
just
anything.
Ignored. Well, because I was so overcome with gratitude and I'm still not in the Christmas mood, but thanks for trying.
Well, Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
Right. Christmas
have a box of Yorkshire tea.
I'm so excited about this. Actually.
The tea or?
Well, everything. Oh, okay. Just everything. Life.
Just life.
Just life.
That's a good
general,
way to be.
Really.
That's a good way to be.
Rob. Right. I'm going to have a break halfway through doing this
and
have a pun off.
A pun off.
Okay, cool.
Only because I want to get BFM listeners' reactions to what I'm going to say in the puns because I know how clever they are.
There you go, BFM listeners. That is your gauntlet.
Okay. Coral reefs around the world have been suffering from the effects of climate change and overfishing. Now, healthy coral reefs are remarkably noisy places. At least 1,000 types of fish and crustaceans make lots and lots of sounds that can take wide variety of forms, including pops, clicks, whistles, purrs, grunts, groans, growls, barks, hums, hoots, rattles, and even tinkles.
Tinkles.
A tinkle.
Just a little tinkle under the sea.
Right, I'm going to have a little pun break now. So as I was writing this, I was thinking, oh, I've got to think of band names that like fishing.
Fish bulb. Band names.
So I'm going to tell you my two and then some other ones.
Rob's, I just want people to know Rob's kind of like hiding it.
Well,
he's like lifting the page up so that I can't
these
look
are my
over
ones,
his shoulder
and read.
The pun
like
has to have full impact.
These are grimy ones. Dizzy Rascal. D-double eel. Thank you.
That one's a good one.
And then these ones, I'd really like to own these ones, but I didn't. This is from Rose.
Did you come up with D-double eel?
Sorry, D-double
eel.
That
was very good.
Dizzy Rascal. This is from Rose and Phil. They came up with the Arctic Sea Monkeys.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mackerel. Skate Bush.
Skate.
Trout Reznor. And this is my favourite pun, probably of all time, Public Anemone.
I've seen that one before.
Oh, he told me he'd made it up.
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no, that's all good. Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
If you've got any fish, underwater, crustacean-related band names, you can text them through to 5395.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah, good one. And it all comes under the genre of choral music.
Very good.
So very
good.
Instead of carol music?
Or coral.
Squid vicious.
Corals
someone's
instead of
coral. Cod will eat itself as well.
See, I told you BFM. This
squid
is what
vicious is, squid is vicious a is. Great one.
Right, I better get back on with the story.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Keep them coming through, people.
When everything dies off, the fish disappear and the reefs become ghostly quiet when they're degraded. Now, what they've decided to do is put underwater loudspeakers in Australia's northern Great Barrier Reef.
That's a coral reef that really struggles, isn't it?
Late 2017, they blasted recorded sounds of healthy reefs to encourage young fish to return and settle in the damaged bits.
Oh, wow. So it's played the noises
they
of a coral reef.
They played the noises. So obviously all these young fish thought, right, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go flatten or whatever. Goes through fish's mind.
Follow the sound of that good bass.
Can I just read this
that's
one that's come through?
Yeah.
Chance the Snapper.
I tried thinking of a snapper one for ages.
Oh,
I just couldn't do it.
Chance the Snapper is a very, very good one. Morrissey.
Oh, no, we don't. No, they're extinct.
Oh,
they should be.
Shots fired from Rob.
Yeah, well, you know.
I like it.
So anyway, they've done all that and all the young fish have come back and they released a study on Friday and the researchers said the acoustic enrichment can help revive coral reefs globally. Researchers found that twice as many fish flocked to the acoustically enriched reefs compared to the areas where no sound was played.
That's so interesting.
And not only did they, in a six-week experiment, double the total number of fish arriving at the habitat, it also increased the species in the region by 50%.
50%?
50%.
That's actually remarkable, isn't
and
it?
And these are all the fish that turned up in the food chain. You've got the detritorvers.
Oh, yes. What is that?
Well, they feed on dead organic material.
Oh.
Plantivores. Or no, planktivores. I thought they were really stupid fish when I saw the word plank, but they eat plankton. And predatory fish as well, which are the predatory piscivores. Oh, and obviously herbivores as well.
That sounds quite scary.
They're the ones that eat other fish.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But they say this isn't... They need to do other stuff as well to get them back.
Yeah.
Fish are responsible for, loads of maintenance duties, on the reefs.
Yep.
And they clean everything and all that. And combined with habitable restoration and other conservation measures, rebuilding fish communities in this manner might accelerate ecosystems.
Rebuilding better fish communities together.
So I think it's really, really brilliant. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
So, just
so cool that it's literally just the sound of that reef. That's really awesome.
You can actually get it on YouTube and that. You can hear it, and that the coral actually makes noises and it
pops. You hear the tinkling and the pops.
A tinkle underwater.
I feel like you can't really hear things underwater.
You can,
it's quite hard. Oh, I can't.
Okay, we've had some more puns. You guys want to hear these puns?
Yeah.
We've got pearl clam. We've got this one is just
pearl clam's actually so good because I'm not gonna break it down for you guys.
Break it down, Tess, break it down. Someone else has just said Neil Finn. I mean, that's great. That one's self-serving.
No one say Hootie and the Blowfish.
Cheating. Someone said Octopussy Riot. Very good.
I actually thought about that one.
That's a good one. This one works, I think, if you see it written down. Sea Lord, but it's Lord with a capital L and an E at the end.
Oh.
Splashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Iggy Cod as well. That one's just putting two words together, basically. But I still, I respect it.
But just one last thing. The agency who's in charge of that reef has said the condition has gone from poor to very poor.
Oh, dear.
Which they reckon that's better.
Oh, wait, what?
But I would have thought that was even worse, saying poor to, very poor.
Oh, guys.
But they reckon it's actually getting... We've got loads more coming in.
Not to just distract from what is a very depressing-sounding statistic, but someone just texted in Tina Tuna. And God Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Lenny Kravitz. That one's pretty good.
Lenny Kravitz.
These are just kind of like...
AC Deep Sea.
These are just so groan-inducing.
Are they from the same
person? No, these are all different people.
See, BFM listeners.
BFM listeners.
Just the best.
You've started something.
First off the mark.
Really
good.
I need to write some of these down.
I do want to know, though, Rob, why is very poor better than poor? Do you know why that is?
I don't know.
It's a strange thing to say.
Yeah.
Maybe just get worse before it gets better.
James from the newsroom has texted in. He said, cod fire.
Cod fire.
Okay.
Cod seems to be a big theme of the morning here. Rage Against the Sardine, though. That one.
Someone texted in saying, underwater is extremely noisy. You can hear so much. Your ears work just fine, Tess. Yeah.
There you go. You're all good. Bob Marlin.
Did you read this one? Rage Against the Sardine?
Yeah, I did. That was a pretty good one.
I think we should write down the best ones and print them on a T-shirt.
That would be very good. We can maybe put them
on our slogan hats that we're going to
go into business with next year, Rob. Well, thank you very much. That was a really fascinating mind trench.
See, the thing is, some stories are so depressing and stuff, what's going on. This is almost like it's a nice story. The statistics are really horrible, but just...
It's very cool to see that there is regeneration happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
I like that you lightened it with some puns.
Yeah.
And more puns, Rob.
What good puns they are as well. Thank you very much, Rob.
I quite like my Dizzy Rascal and D-Double Eel.
D-Double Eel I will probably be giggling about all day. Guppy Mondays. Kingy Kapisi.
I bet you this will keep going on. I'll come in Saturday and it'll still be going.
Still be what have I done? If you want to suggest something that Rob might look up on the Mind Trench, you can also text that through to 5395 or give us a call on 309 3879 and let us know in person anything that Rob can go on a deep dive.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Thank you.
I see.
Yeah.
I feel like if you say the pun and you put emphasis on the part,
and
that's
look
the pun.
I also look to Rob and raise my eyebrows.
Deep dive.
Do you get it? It's a joke. Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
It certainly was the Mind Trench, and we'll be back with no.